שם ביאשרי דניר כמוד, נמצא של נשק לסמוני, אלא נקרא הוא שעבגן קרא, קראיה, ויזו באזקוקס, בעצם דניר כמוד, ואין סיר של שביל גבו, כי שמי זה לא מליל לכם, זה ישראל מלאש, ולא גם נשק טוב, וזה נלגו סובי משחית, כל העין קורא, לאח התפילה בין עובדי ישראל, וכי נתלה בגוף המאמי, שישיאל לכם דבר אחר, לדום לתפילה, ולסעוס סופיק, דראי אסד איסאקין ומייצא איסם דשחית ועדו איס דוועד היצם פה מייצא שוח את הסבי אשת ועקין איש מתלגל כרס כשאירו היא הדילים that's a price so this price has reference to no office to be נשחת only so you have to only cut one seer not to someone but if at the time you cut the one semen so the other semen is already נשמת so the שחית is nothing but שחית But if at the time of the Shrit of one Simen, the other Simen is not as yet Nishmat, but it becomes Nishmat a second later, so the Shrit is a good Shrit. So, the price tells us, suppose he was Sheikhei the Veishet in the Om, and then after the Shrit, after cutting the Veishet, so it was the Gageras, the other Simen, was Nishmat or became detached from the Tzavo, so Cheiro, because once the Veishet was cut in an off, so it's already had a shchite, so it didn't, nothing matters. Nish mitra gageres. If first the windpipe became detached from the neck, v'akein shochet zaveishet, and after it became detached. So he cut the esophagus, the veishet, so it's all off. Because at the time of the shchite of one semen, the other semen was already detached. Shochet zaveishet. ונמצא גרש שמותו, ואין ידי ינקי דמשחיתם נשמיתו, so then it's no good. ואיבך השחית נשמיתו, so it's all right. זהו יומי זה ויומרו, כל סופים משחיתם פוסו, so כמו שלא יברי זה, is כל סופים משחיתם, so the call is מר בסמתים. כל סופים משחיתם, לעשוי מי, לעשוי קי גבנה, like the case of השחית ניסק, אם נמצא בגומו, and chibba tomes kolayim so we see it's possible so it's a kash against raf hizde so the gemara says shvide my of course mishnu post kolta mishnu asuye my la basuye kai gam so the gemara tag it's loy so asuye so fik sho so fik doras so there it's possible because there is nothing in which you can tailor something to show some dust. Mashenk in here, so there is something that in which you can be tailored. So it's muta. Umayishne. What's the difference between Sofik Shor, Sofik Doras on one hand and this kind of Sofik Vashir and Misakim and Nimtzes Bukumor. Hoso Misyal Bireyes Bibeim Ochesakim Yisrael Beim Olo Yisrael שור עזב לאיש בייף שעשיר בסימן האחר צור אחד שירו יקר לשי ועוד אם נוקד שחיל בבייף של שמול בגע גרס הוא הדין אף הוא מוכן עמי אלו שבגע גרס אבו נשתמות ואוכל מסוג בבאשי יחי ניש בגע גרס תחיל הרי תראי תחפו כי גם זו בסוף בביסה כי ומה ישנה הוסוף בגרוסוף so the more says vil khaze kavos der avune ki shlo ishlo vet vil khaze kavos der afkhiz de ki sheshiv vet the thing the case where he didn't tend to the sack and have bones so then we pass like avune in other words if someone was sheikh the bay And then, after the Shri's Abeimo, without handling it on hard bones. So he inspected and he found it broken. Now, just before the Shri'te, so it was kosher. Then after the Shri'te, it is broken. So there are two alternatives. One is that it became pogum the first moment when the sacking collided with the Abisa Shri'te. So then it's possible. The other alternative is, the other possibility is, that it became pogrom when it hit the mafrekes, the back of the neck, the bone, the neck of the neck, after shrit. So in such a case, Since it's not a question, the question is not whether the tzakim became pogo through its collision without bones or with soft tissue, but the question is it? Did it become pogo? Did it become pogo as a result of its collision with the soft tissue or with the relatively soft bone of the mafrekes? That's not as hard as atzomis. So in such a case, we cannot be tailor in the mafrekes. And we have to be cheshish, maybe became pogum when he touched the yebis ashrite. So then we go to chum. Because then it's reasonably attributable to the hard bones. Michlal, the rafchizde. Because the Gemara says, v'hil chesek avos the rafchizde kishivavetze. Michlal the rafchizde, afok avilon shivavetze. We only pass like rafchizde in the case of shivavetze. But rafchizde himself applies his din in all cases. Michlal rafchizde, afok avilon shivavetze, elo b'may ivgen. So, how did it become pogum? So, why? In other words, if lo yishiva ve'etzem, why should Rav Chisde be tele in the mafrekes? So, why should he be tele? So, the Gemara says, no, he's tele in the be'etzem mafrekesim. Etzem mafrekesim. So, this is not so hard. It's on a relative scale. So, relative to hard bones of kosmafrekes is something soft, but relative to the erbis ashrite, even the soft bone of the mafrekes is also hard. So mele, it's still more reasonably attributable to the mafrekes than to the erbis ashrite. Hilchesik Ravun. The Hashinoe Val Yodi, so Rashi says, or your Maisevel, Rabbi Yaakov, Barapioko, Beiflis, Michal Rafriz, the Afilkishoishiva, etzem, Lahashite Marsham, his Romain Alas Ravune, Kishoishiva, Michal, the Polish Afriz, the Aloy, Bets Mafrekis, Lahashite, Shinoga Bets Matsav, via Mafrekis, Tirsila Tishabe Mafrakt, Vlisville Kavos. So in other words, even though Rav Chisde holds, he's still hokel even without handling it on the sacking on hard bones. But we don't pass like Rav Chisde in so far as that kule is concerned. So that was the misle kule. Now when Rashi says, "Dahin migir the etzem afrekes loipogal isakin tvei meir." So from Rashi's question, it's mashma that it is just as likely isakin is just as likely to become pogum through its collision with the as through the collision with the etzem afrekes. But the other Rishonim will explain it differently, not because the dahini gear, we speak about the misle kule, dahini gear that's my friend, the problem is akin tvimir. So it's not that it's mamish just as likely, but the sakin enoch name. The etzem afrekes is harder, is much harder than the yabis ashrite. The yabis ashrite doesn't have any bones altogether. So it's just skin. But the difference is very slight. So mimele, we don't pass like Rav Chisde. So according to Rav Chisde, even though the difference is very slight, we still are tailing it. because it's more reasonably attributable to the Mafrekes than to the Yabis Hashrim. Even though it is very slight, but still more reasonably attributable. Mashim came, but we passed not that in order to be tailorly kule, so it must be substantially more reasonably attributable, not just slightly more reasonably attributable. I mean, this is the shite of the other shite. But Rashi shite is mashma. The ahim here the etzem afrekes loipogal isakim loikopogal isakim tveime. So the question arises, monefshach, if it's mamish the same chances of being nivgam for the collision with the Eirbis Ashrite as for the collision with the Etzem Afrekes, Mefakes. So why is Rav Chisde? All right, we don't pass like Rav Chisde. But why is Rav Chisde Meikil? So the Rashba says, the reason is why Rav Chisde is Meikil, even though it is just as likely, I mean, it is just as hard. I mean, the Eirbis Ashrite is considered just as hard as the Etzem Afrekes because a sheichet is more zohir, is more cautious before he finish calling the simonim than after he finish calling the simonim. So true that Nigie, the Etzem Afrekes is loy pogma, lisakim tvemeir. Still, but it's more, there is more of a chance that it was nivgam after, because then the sheichet is not so cautious. Once he finished calling the Rav Simonim, he's not so cautious as before he finished calling the Rav Simonim. So again, even though as far as the collision itself is concerned, so one is just as conducive to Ibrahim Sakin as the other, but before he cuts the Rav Simonim, he's more cautious. So mainly when a person is more careful in handling the sakin, so it's less likely to be nivda. Fine. Have a roof day. There was a case. Vitorev Rav Yosef at Leisach Yusi. At Leisach Yusi. So, in other words, so a sheichet slaughtered 13 behemes, and then after he finished slaughtering 13 behemes, so he inspected the sakin and he found the sakin pog. So Rav Yosef asked, was matri all the 13 behemes. Kimankira vune vafil bekamais. So I mean, God is asking that. So in other words, that means that Rav Yosef acted according to the view of Ravune. Mimele, we have to say that when he was matriv the behemes, he was matriv even the first behemes. Even the first behemes. Because of the possibility that the sakim became a pogum, the moment the sakim touched the Eirbis Ashrite of the first behim of the 13. So this Gemara asked. So Gemara says, Loi, ki Rav Chisde, ulbar mikamais. This is the first lashon, that when Rav Yosef was matriv the behemes, he was only matriv the 12 behemes. But the first behemes was not matriv. Why? Because Rav Yosef was machriya like Rav Chisde. So according to Rav Chisde, so we have to be tailing the mafrekes. So it's more reasonably attributable to the mafrekes than to the Eirbis Ashrite. So mele, the first behemoth is kshero, but the other behemoth
So at Atreiv, even according to Rav Chisda, because what does Rav Chisda say? Rav Chisda only says that it's more attributable, it's more visibly attributable to the Mafrekes than today. But as far as the Mafrekes is concerned, so the Mafrekes of the first famous letter and the Mafrekes of the 13th famous letter are just as conducive to the Pgamot Nesaki, the Aruko. So the Mele Meirchatese, should we assume that it was Nivgam in the Mafrekes of the 13th Beime? It's very possible that it was Nivgam in the Mafrekes of the first Beime. Kiman Kiravuni. Where? Kvirachel Kamaises, Gemara says, Loi Kirafrizde Ulibami Kamaisi. Ulibami Kamaisi. Viboyseime. So that's the first lotion. That's the first lotion. So according to the first lotion, so we say that according to Rav Chisda, that we are tele in the Mafrekes, but if a number of famous one is had, so then we cannot be tele in the last, in the Mafrekes of the last main. But we have to be cheshesh, maybe in the it was Nibdam in the Mafrekes of the first main. So all the other famous were nishchat with the second pogrom. So only one behemoth is kshero, but 12 behemoths are trei. But then the second lotion says, no, we have to say that Rav Yosef was machia like Ravune. In other words, that we cannot even be assume that is more attributable, is more readily attributable to the Mafrekes than to the Eim. Mitzashrit. Why? Because the Rav Chisda that it's read more readily attributable to the Mafrekes than to the Mitzashrit. So why should it be matriv? So why should it be matriv the 12 behemoths? Monepsheach, if we can be tailored in the etzem afrekes, so we should be tailoring the last etzem afrekes of the last behemoth, not the first behemoth. Why? So he says, the loyalam kravuneti kravchiz de mer de misles alinon mi mai de beetze mafreke de kamai se yivgen de ume beetze mafreke de basrei se yivgen de beetze mafreke se yivgen. Why? So the Rashba explains it. Why should we say the etze de basrei se on the contrary zweke de reis is lechumre. So if both are schooling, if both are equally apt to be paid in Misakin, the Mafrekes of the first Behemoth is equally apt to be paid in Misakin as the Mafrekes of the 13th Behemoth. So why should we be Taylor Likule? It's Vikit Reis and Lechore. We cannot be Taylor Likule. So the Rashba says here, because there is the mental element. In other words, because when the Sheikhet has finished cutting the simonim of the last behemoth that he has to share, so then he becomes relaxed and he's not so careful as before he finished shechting all the behemoths that he has to share. Now let's see the Rashi. Leisach Yusi, Shulipodak Bizulezu, Lahash Kudaskulon Himsi Bgum, Kiman Svele Kravune, Bafilo Behemi Kamais, Name, Treife de Hashino Leia, Iloshim Bay, Loike Rafriz, Umishmetsim Afreke de Kamais, Tafinu Wie kule was reis. Mehr, du misle das lino, und da war denn ich hier, sag ihm mal freckes. Lui bog mit zwei mehr. Schar in dem Akkol und Bekeach. War vielu. Hoch, da war denn ich hier, sag ihm mal freckes, lui bog mit zwei mehr. You see, that Rashi emphasizes all the time. He emphasizes all the time that it's the same. Schar in dem Akkol und Bekeach. War vielu hoch, et tol, lui kule. Hilgach, kishochan behemes. Tuve, תור נאמר אפריז די, במפרקס די פסרייסה, ומחשר. Now, so if you want, you can read it into Rashi, I mean what Rashi says, because he's more careful before he gets through calling the simonim of the behemoth than after. But Rashi should have mentioned it. I mean, Rashi doesn't mention it. So apparently, Rashi explains it. Why is it so? Monefshach. If it is just as readily attributable to one or to the other, so why are we telling the Hokol? So we should be telling the Achmia. Zweke der Reisele Chumre. So apparently, according to Rashi, Rav Chisde is telling the Hokol because, after all, we are dealing with the Sheikhet who inspected the Sakin before he started to shech the 30 babies. So the Sakin has a Cheskas Boduk. But now we see that it's bog. Suppose we didn't see it. So then we have to take it for granted that it's bog. Because originally, when he started the shech, it was a perfect tzakin without any primus. Now we see it's bog. But since it's that the two mafrekes are equal as far as the possibility, the chances of becoming Nivka is concerned, so Mimele, we have to be Tele and the Chazoke Acheskas Boduk of the Sack. That's why Rashi doesn't emphasize what the Rashbo emphasizes, the element, the subjective element, because the person is not so careful after he got through cutting the Rishon. Alright. Omale Ravache bei der Robel Ravash. Ravash. Rav Kane Matzer Bdikese Bekel Chode Vechode. Bekel Chode Vechode. So, Rav Kane required the Sheikhet that when he shechts many behemoths, that he should make a Bdike between one behemoth and another. It won't even be him in that. Kiman Kravuni. Is it because Rav Kane agreed with Ravune? So in case he finds a Ibgam, so then everything will be possible. So we'll be have to be Cheshish. Maybe it was Nibgam in the year of the first behemoth slaughtered. So we may He required a bdike bin kochod v'chode kiman kiravune ulimipsal kamais loy kiravchizde ulachshur basrais. Now let's see the Rashi. Limipsal kamais by haydi matzre bdike lachashkides rishino miyad mishum di mashkach leibgumo torif leikiravune. So that's the reason as to why he required the Bdike Lachashkit Sarishaino, because if immediately after the first Shkite, so we'll find the Sakani Pogum, so the Mele he'll be Matrefet. Look, Rav Chisde Sfirah. Rav Kane agrees with Rav Chisde. Do Lichayishlei, Umatzre Bdike, Shim Timtze Bgumo Yisri Tzakneno, Viyiyu Achreinis, Cheris im Rishaino, Dili Bodak, Vishochet Lilidoch, Umashkach Lebgumo, Chashino Limafrekes de Kamaise, Vasile Brasreis. So the Gemara says like this. The reason is why Rav Kane required a Bdike after every Shrite, because in case you find the Saki, a Pog, in case you find the Sakin Pogum, let's say, so a Pogum, after the first behemoth, so then you'll be matrim the first behemoth. So the Gemara says no. Rav Kane agrees with Rav Chisde. So the reason is why you require the Sheikhet to be beidik the sakin after every shrite. Because suppose he wouldn't be beidik the sakin after every shrite. And let's say he would slaughter 20 behemoths and then he would be beidik the sakin. Then he would be the sakin. And he would find the sakin, he would find pogum after shechting 20 behemoths. So what would he... So even according to Rav Chisde, he would have to be matriv all the 90 behemoths except the first one. So it would be a substantial loss. Because he anticipated if the Sheikhet is allowed to keep on shechting 20 behemoths and then to be beating a sakin. Suppose he'll find the sakin pogum after shechting 20 behemoths. So what will have to be the psak? 90 behemoths are trev. Only the first behemoth is kshayon, in accordance with the view of Rav Chisde. And this Gemara is in accordance with the first lashon in the Gemara before. In other words, because we had two lashonos in the Gemara before, because the Gemara says loyki Rav Chisde. The first lashon in the Gemara was loyki Rav Chisde ubar mikamaisa. So according to the first lashon. So Rav Chisde is tailoring the mafrekes when it is vis-a-vis the possibility of being nivgam in the Yabis Ashrite. But when it's a question of two mafrekes, whether it was nivgam in the mafrekes of the first Beime or the mafrekes of the last Beime, so then we cannot be tailoring in the mafrekes of the last Beime. There's the first lotion. Then, but the second lotion says, the Rav Chisde made the mistle salino on be made. Betzem Afrekes kamaisiv gam. Then Betzem Afrekes the basraisiv gam. Then Betzem Afrekes the basraisiv gam. So the second lotion holds that Rav Chisde is so makeil that not only is it tailor the hokeil that it was nivgam in the mafrekes as against the Yabis Ashrite, but even when it's a question between two mafrekes, the mafrekes of the first behemoth or the mafrekes of the last behemoth, so he's still in the hokeil that it was nivgam the mafrekes of the last behemoth. So the Gemara now is saying, Rashi is pointing it out, that the Gemara now is machriya like the first lush before, not like the last, not like the second lush. So this Gemara says, loike Rav Chisde sfirale. In other words, the reason is why Rav Kane requires makpid that the Sheikhet should be make a bdike between one shrit and the other, because he wanted to spare Momen Yisroel. In other words, from Hefset. He wanted to save them from Hefset. Because he agreed with Rav Kane. I'm sorry, Rav Kane agreed with Rav Chisde. But even according to Rav Chisde, so we are only tailoring the etzem afrekes against the possibility of being nivgam in the Eopis Ashrite, but when it's a question whether it was nivgam in the first mafrekes or in the last mafrekes, then we have to be chayish that it was nivgam in the first mafrekes. So Mimele, Rav Kane was trying to save Momen Yisroel from Hefzeh. That's why he required the Shelchet to make a bdike between one beim and another. Because if you wouldn't make a bdike between one beim and another, and you would make the bdike only after shechting 20 behemes, suppose he would find the sakin pogum after shechting 20 behemes. So then, even a little bit Rav Chisde, Rav Kane would be forced to be matrif 90 behemes. So there would be so much loss. So because of that, he required the Sheikhet to be bathing the sakin after every shpite of behime, after every behime. So the mele, if after the first behime the sakin is pogum, so then the Sheikhet would fix the sakin and check again. And then if it's pogum again, he would fix the sakin and check the third behime, so there wouldn't be any upset. So that's a raya, that the Gemara is now machriya like the first lashon before, not like the second lashon. This is what Rashi says. Loike Rav Chisde. Ulachshure basraisi. לא יקרא פרידס ולחי שלהם, ומעצרם דיקה שהם תמצא דגומו, יסכננו ויהיו אכליס כשאירס עם ראשינו, דילו יבודק ושוחר בלידוך ומאשכח לבקומו, חיישנו למפרק את זה כמה יישא, ואסירה ואסרה יישא, ולס לי עוד אמון לי אומר למס לסלינון, ואחר דב למשמי נאוכה, ואחר דב למשמי נאוכה, in the second notion, the Chuyi Baal Mehu. To lay my lay, lomay me lo kiraf riz des virlei. Avon Rav Kane, vada kiravu nekoma, limipsel kamayise, ki du kmino liil, vichese kavosei, vashayich et afilo beima acha soich limtika sakin, acha shlite, vim, vim shochat harbe, vlibodak bintayi, vahakach nimtsiz gumo, afa rishen asho. So the Gemara sikashe, yoche, tiboy name btika schochem, So Bishleim, if we say that Rav Kane agreed with the Rav Hune, so then we understand as to why Rav Kane only required that the Sheikhet himself should make the pike, not that the Talmud Chochem, the Mora, the Asre, should make the pike between one behem and another, because the whole. Because there is a halacha that the ptike of the, well, this is what the Gemara assumed. Then the Gemara gives a teretz, no. But right now the Gemara assumed that a ptike, kedem shrite, has to be made by the Mora d'Asre, not just by the Shechet. We don't feel like, the Gemara assumed now that the ptike sasak, there is a halacha that before the Shechet starts shechting, so he has to be made a sakin every time he shechts, even though he shechts every day. So before he starts shechting, he has to inspect the sakin. So the Gemara now assumed that the b'dike has to be made by Talmud Chochem, not just by Shechet. Now we don't rely on the b'dike of the Shechet in regard to the b'dike kedem shrite. But, so the Gemara says, and here Rav Kane didn't require the Shechet, didn't require the Sheikhet to call the Talmud Chochem to be painting the sakin between one behem and another. Not by Sheikhet. So Bishleimi, if we say that Rav Kane agreed with Rav Hune, So then, Rav Kane did not require the Sheikhet to make a bdike between one behem and another in order to save money, to save Momen Yisrael from Hefzeh. But in order to make sure that there is no psu in the shrite, because according to Rav Hune, if the sakin turns out to be pogum after the shrite, then we have to pass on the shrite. So this is a bdike of the after, the acha shrite. So that doesn't require a bdike schochem. So that's a bdike lechumre. That's not a bdike. That's a bdike lechumre. So mimele, that is a bdike that puzzles it. So even a bdike sheichet, not a bdike talmud chochem, can puzzle it. So that's the reason why Rav Kane did not require that the sheichet should call the talmud chochem and make the bdike between one behem and another. But if we say that Rav Kane agreed with Rav Chisde, and the reason is why you require the sheichet to make a bdike between one behem and another is in order to save Momen Yisrael from Hefzed, because he anticipated the possibility that if he will not make a bdike between one behem and another, and he'll make a bdike after shechting 20 behemes, and then all the 19 behemes will have to be nitrev. So he wanted to prevent that hefzed. So in other words, so why did he tell the sheikhet to make a bdike? Because of the halacha that the shechet before he shechts, he has to make a bdike. So it's a bdike not lach shrite. So it's a bdike. It has to be considered as a bdike kelim shrite. A bdike kelim shrite has to be made by Talmud Chochem. So Rav Kane should have told the shechet to call it Talmud Chochem between one behem and another. So Yochet boy name bdike schochem. יוחד עם שם הודים, בואי מי שבבודיק לי, אבל תיקן כלים שכנית, בואי חוכם ארץ לסעקי יפה, אם שחתם מזה ואכלתם, ובואי למח ולחוכם, שמע מלאב תיקן כלים שכנית חושב לי. So the more assumed now that the reason is why we require a Talmud Chochem is because we don't rely on the judgment of the Shechet. We only rely on the judgment of a Talmud Chochem, but not on the judgment of a Shechet, of an ordinary Shechet who is not a Talmud Chochem. So the Gemara says, it echot them be so. Why? I mean, we don't need a Talmud Chochem. Even the Bdike, Kedem Shechite, so we can rely, even in regard to the Bdike, Kedem Shechite, we can rely on the Shechet too, it echot them be so. I mean, there is no Aloche that only the judgment of a Talmud Chochem is reliable. The judgment of every Jew is reliable. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, so why do we say, but we learn out from the Pasuk, Yochem Yikoren Amalei? So even at the very outset, so when the Shechet starts shechting, so we should not require a Bdike of a Talmud Chochem either, just the Shechet. Why do we say that the Shechet, before he begins to shecht, he has to show the sakin to a Talmud Chochem? So the Gemara says, no. Omar, Rabbi Yechanan, Liom, Lahari, Sakin, Chochem, Tikin, Shal Chochem. So it's not because the Bdike of the Shechet is less reliable than the Bdike of a Talmud Chochem. Just to pay tribute to a Talmud Chochem. So mainly, according to this Teretz of the Gemara, there is no aloche that the Shechet has to show the sakin every day to the Talmud Chochem. In other words, if a Talmud Chochem is around, if a Talmud Chochem happens to be in the slaughterhouse, so then it has nothing to do with the hechsha shchit of the Shechet, the reliability of the Shechet, just to pay covet to Talmud Chochem. So if a Talmud Chochem is in the slaughterhouse, so then it's incumbent upon the Shechet to show the sakin the Talmud Chochem. Not because we are cheshish, without that, maybe the sakin is not a good sakin. Just to pay tribute. Yehoche, yeah. Idach de misur de khoyokh de yokh mon tsetero ze vakh mit korakh mit tsenkha shahar shahar de la bokh vakh lekin al yodi de skik la amit de bidova ze tsrikh ot yeid de mlein shma men misas bezel u la goy de kamgin un dova dova mit mamen. All right, so here is the Rashi. The Rashi says that the mokeh for idach de misur is the posik of shahar de la bokh shahar de la bokh. So because there is another Rashi says that how do we know Idachdam Bisum? Because otherwise, no Jew would be allowed to eat in somebody else's house, and that's inconceivable. But here Rashi says, no, it's a posik of Yishochat Ben Aboko. All right, we'll leave it here. Now, so please, for the next year, you should go over the Rashbo. I mentioned certain points of the Rashbo, I mean, but there is... The Rashbo discusses everything so much in detail, and then you should also go over the Gemara up to the Daf Yudvei Zamed Aleph. Just in the Gemara, I mean the Teisves, just up to Minon and Mil Sedom Rabon and Zil Basarubi, but in the Gemara. In the Gemara, up to the few days of the of the two dots, Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav. We up to the thesis, the few Dom Yalav. Tovu Bola, now, the Gemara Obe mentioned the riot Ravune, the Kashe, against Kavchiz. Now, because Ravune said in Sofik Meitzim Divad, and Rav Chisda said that Sofik Meitzim Divad. So the Gemara most probably see you Ravune. Tovul Bolo Nimzol of Dovah Chitzik. Achol Pishin Sasi Beis Amin Koyim Kulei. We also Leitvil. Achim Abolo Nishol Leikidlech. Voche Divadi Tov. Sofik Havel and Sofik Loi Havel. Because the Sophie commits in the Vada.
So it's a raya that we say sofik meitzim liban. So shanavos sof nikodim adom achoskos. So how the rochel mishayach lasuy ufirik layad ufirik latzlomi ufirik kamid psochim. Those name polich vein sofik meitzim liban. So there the Gemara says that ein sofik meitzim liban. Ein sofik meitzim liban. The Gemara says it in connection with Tikas Chometz. So the Mishnah says that if the bais was nivdak, and then we saw a chulde, but we didn't see the chulde holding a kikya. So then we don't have to be cheshish. So in other words, let's say the bais, he was painting, let's say, all the number of rooms in the house. And then we saw a chulde, so we don't have to be cheshish. Maybe the chulde picked up a kikya from one room and brought it back into another room, which was already nivdek, so we'll have to be made again. So there is no limit to it. So the Gemara is medayik only if we didn't see that the chulde was holding a kikya. But suppose we saw, let's say, he was bathing one room in the house, and then he left the kikya in the other house, and then he saw the chulde holding the kikya. So then he certainly has to be bathing the house again. But why don't we say, it's very likely that the chulde ate up the whole kikya. What did we see? We saw the kikya that was taken out from one room and was put in another room. So that kikya we saw that the chulde was holding it in its mouth. But maybe it ate it up. Why? So we don't say that. Because if something meets the water. So the Gemara has the kashi. The Gemara has the kashi. Let's say the Derech of Akum. So the Akum, the Kehovim, were accustomed to bury the fallen, the fetus in their own homes. So if there is a chazir and a chulde in the bayis, so then we don't have to be cheshish for tome, because it's very likely that the chulde, the chazir, ate up the fetus. So we see the sofik meitzim levara. So in other words, so the Gemara is saying there, psochim, that in sofik meitzim levara, and the Gemara is asking kashas. So Tisva says the kashi. Now here the question is whether we say Sofik meitzim divarei or not. So why doesn't the Gemara mention this din of Tov HaRviyot v'nitzol of Tov HaChetzitz? So it seems there that Sofik is meitzim divarei v'ochel divarei tov. Sofik alvarei, Sofik lo yalvarei. Because Sofik meitzim divarei, why doesn't the Gemara mention it? Im Sochim as a kashe against the din of the Mishnah Im Sochim, that if we see that the chulde hold the kikya, then we cannot assume that the chulde itab the whole kikya, because in Sofik meitzim levadai, and here by Toba we see that Sofik is meitzim levadai. So that's the kashe that Parah teaches. So Tesis says, how the Hochel Mishayah Basu in Ferikwa Yad, in Ferikwa Tzlomim, or Ferikam and Psochim, does the name of Paul of Itzavik Mitzim in Vadai? So we cannot ask, why does the Gemara mention this deen of Tov Olo as a Raya that Tzavik is Mitzim in Vadai? The Shama Hochel, the Lichumre Ose Tzavik is Sura Mitzim in Vadai Eta. So in other words, we cannot, because over there when the Gemara is Midayik from the Mishneh, that only if the chulde was not seen holding a kikya in the mouth. But if the chulde was seen holding a kikya in the mouth, so then we say, in Sofik Meitzim in the Vadai, so it means we do not say in Sofik Meitzim in the Vadai, Mikul, even though it's very likely that the chulde is not the kikya. So we are not dealing with hokey. After all, it's established that there is chometz, that the room that was lived at once had chometz again, because the chulde passed through that room holding the kikya that was already taken out from the room. So it was already established that there was chometz in the room again. So we should be taking the hokil that maybe the whole day to have the whole kick out. We are not taking the hokil. We do not say stuff that makes me the vadai likule. Mashiach can hear. So we say, we say stuff that makes me the vadai likule. So you cool it, stuff that makes me the vadai we don't say. But the chumre we do say. That's the fact. The shame of the chumre was the stuff that you're going to do that. Now, then the baby says, Ikashi, from the other end, the Hannah, the Maise, also, Yishade, Lashimi, Och, the also, Habe, Yishum, the Habe, something to hold. That is something to hold. In other words, they are the more than anxious, the least men, in Paris, in Och, or in Durizak. So, in Durizak, we saw the Babe. Because the thing called you are accustomed to bury the fetus, the miscarried fetus, in their own homes. In their own homes. But even the Hazir, when they hold you in the house, so they are not Christians with you. They are not Christians with you. Why? Because they are not in the home. So under the death, you know, at least implying that we say something that is not that I even know before the establishment. That there is community colonies, the colonies there. Oh, I said, it's not a very good time, it's a good time, that is, but it's not even possible to hear that it is, it's not a better time of data, it's a strong subject, it's something, it's not something bad. Oh, I said, it's not even possible to hear that there are in terms of the first time that there is a deeper, a new story with this, that the mother's family theories that there is not the Baba, but when the mother is the pastor, when the mother feels that there is the Baba, and we see that they are giving them the worship because of the possibility they are free. It is not the certainty that the Hazir has been there in the Baba. So if you see the pastor is still not, so why would he be the Baba? The idea of the reward makes you a prophet. Makes you the best thing you ever hear. From me, the royal one is the only one of the day. The reward of the king of Adam is the very self. Thus, the self is the king of Adam is the king. The reason why we know the king of Adam is the reward of the self. Thus, the reward of the king of
We say things much better. Our Hashkamo Vihamo, that we Chumre, we should be Taylor Likule. I'm not sorry, we Chumre, we should say something to Meitzim Divada. So why doesn't he want to mention that? Vahana the Maise Osom, like we do with Zakum, we Shaya Pasu Yeloche. Why the Osom have a mission to have a Sophic Ogi? Because over there, the eating up, there is no, so, the eating up of the fetus by chuder or chazir is a sofik akor of the vada. So we could say, do you know why over there we say sofik meitzim the vada even likule? Because there it's not a mere possibility, and it's not a mere likelihood. It's a probability. It's mamashic probability. It's a sofik akor of the vada. It's a Sophie called the Vada. Excuse me. Somebody wants to come in? He wasn't here before?
Here.
What?
I sparring right here.
He was here before? He was here before?
Yeah.
Okay, alright. So let me. I didn't see. Alright. So we say. So then it's a probability, it's a something called levada, not just a possibility, a likelihood.
It's a probability, it's something called Levada. It's not 100%, but it's almost Levada. It is something called Levada. So that kind of something that is called Levada is made to me Levada. So we could say that that kind of a something that is something called Ogil, that is called Levada, is made to me Levada. Even the Kule, Mashenke, a something that is not called Levada, so it's not made to me Levada, even the Kule. This is what it is. Right. Achim Abo. So we say that inasmuch as there is a reyesek established, we see there is a chitze, we see that the teve has a dover achitze, that the teve has a dover achitze, so mainly we cannot consider him a story unless he is 100% sure, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that this chitze, this hair, this bone, I mean between the teeth, whatever chitze it is, he did not have when he went into the mikveh. But if he's not 100% sure that he did not have this dovah chitze, so we cannot be telling that this dovah chitze is appeared on him after it. Achim abo. Ho chel imafli bin toba al somoch lifnife. Milo toba al somoch lifnife. Ki di mafli bifel basra din hiyo. Now, when someone is stable himself, so before he stable himself, so he washes himself. He washes himself. Takes a bath, takes a shower. He has to behave with himself. So, and here the Gemara doesn't Here the Gemara doesn't distinguish between the case of Tovar Violo, Vinimsol of the Vachetzes, in a case where the Tvila took place immediately after taking a bath, and immediately after taking a shower, or not immediately. So, Hochali Maflik bin Tovar Somoch Lichvife, Leloi Tovar Somoch Lichvife, Kili Maflik, Bifel Basra Vinide, the Oma Rove, Tovlo Violso, ונמציס עולהו דרחיציס, אם סמוך לכבי וטוב לו, אם צריכו להרזיך לו חיבלית ואין, ואם לאו צריכו להרזיך ולא חיבלית ואין. נגו יש לגבי אני שלי דו, so if she went תפילה, and then immediately after תפילה, so she found it דרחיציס, it דרחיציס, so אם סמוך לכבי וטוב לו, If let's say before, if immediately after she took a bath or she took a shower, so she checked. I mean, she removed all kinds of chitzes that she might have. So if immediately after she took the bath or she took the shower, so she was tevelis, and then after the tefillah she found it over her chitzes, so she doesn't have to go through again because inasmuch as the tefillah followed immediately upon the chvifeh, the washing, so memele, we assume that this davar achitzeis appeared on her after the tefillah, because after all she checked when you wash, when you take a bath, you take a shower, so you remove every davar achitzeis. But in the tefillah, if there was a certain interval between the washing and the tefillah, so then she has to go to again. So why don't we say here the same thing? Neim Rabbeinu Tam, the Roche Meire bin Nitzo Beguf, the Oste Meire bin Nitzo Bereich, the Chvife Loitikin Ezre, Elo Bereich, Kedam Rino Bim Rube, the Chayise, Leiyune, the Ome Mikteah, So this is the Rabban Tam Shittis, that this Gemara needed that in Somuch Lichvif Etoblo, in Yitzchich Olazir, Lochev Lidveir, applies only if the Chitze was found in a hair. Why? Because there is a special Takone of Ezra that a woman, a needle, before she goes through,
So she has to wash her hair. Wash her hair, comb her hair, everything. So that's only midrabono, midraise. She doesn't even have to. She's not mechuyeves to wash her hair or comb her hair. She just has to inspect her hair to see that there are no knots in the hair. But she's not mechuyeves midraise to comb the hair and wash the hair. She's not mechuyeves. But that's itakones chachom. Itakones chachom. Itakones says. So mimele, since there is mechuyev al pidi, since he an isha, a nido is mechuyeves al pidi to be chayiv in the reish. So mimele, so it is presumed that when she combs her hair and before the tefillah, or she washes her hair before the tefillah, so she's on guard to make sure that there is no chitze in her hair, because after all she's mechayeves al pidi. Mashein kin vis-a-vis techbifes haguf, the washing of the guf before she goes tefillah, according to Ramatam, that is not obligatory midrabanan. It's only a minhag. It's only a minhag. So why shouldn't we say, but all right, but this is Yisrael, even Ramatam will be made it, that this is the universal practice among Bnei Yisrael, that before they go tefillah, they achieve with the guf. So we should say the same thing, that if the tefillah followed immediately upon the chvifas haguf, she doesn't have to go tefillah again, and she can take it for granted that the chitze appeared, the domar achitze appeared after the tefillah. So the answer is, since it's not obligatory, and it's only mitzad minek, so the woman is not so much on guard, something that is obligatory. So you see, she's on guard to make sure that there is no chitze. But if she knows it's only a minek, so she is not so conscientious. She's not so much on guard. So mele, if the chdomer achitze appeared not on her hair, but on her guf, so even the tefila followed immediately upon the chvive, she still has to go tefila again. Weber am etam yoche mayer bin zo bigup, vi osa mayer bin zo breich. Di chvive li dike nezra le breich, ki dam genom bim gure. Di reise, so she doesn't have to comb her hair, or she doesn't have to wash her hair. All she has to do is she has to take a look and see whether there are any knots in the hair or not. The reise li yuime, di ume mikta. So where could you have knots? On the roof, she couldn't have knots. Knots she could have only in the hair. Voi namet namno zechayfei vumen faspeis, avoloi zei reich. So that means, not zechayfei faspeis, the nozer is allowed to comb his hair with his hands, not with the comb. That, because that doesn't involve obsecration. So we see that the lotion zechayfei is applied, is used in connection with the hair, not in connection with the goof. Aber ich sehe, wo für ich was für die Nide Oma, die ich schon mit doch auch alle bekamme. Aber wie kriege Leute, mich um die Maschre, Masie. In other words, that a woman should use warm water in washing herself, not very cold water. Because if it is very cold, then it can harm. If it's very cold, so it can harm. So the lotion is so tochi avu bishor aguf. So we see that whenever the Gemara has reference to the hair, then the term chpife is used. But when the Gemara has reference to the washing of the guf, then hadoche is used. Avo bishor haguf shaykh li malosh hadoche. Ki do amar osom rabe leilom yom midoto bisir vesei shel matichok matero bimai. Umash ma no mekumotim davke. Avo lo isho haguf. So in other words, so mitzad adin, Rav Netam Shiti, a woman is not mechuyeves to wash her before tefillah. That's only a minute. So only the kmotim has to wash. In other words, if a woman has
if a woman has certain foldings in her goof, so then she has, before tefillah, she has to be madia b'mayim, because otherwise the water might not even penetrate into the foldings, in the folding. Mashin da kmotin da kavu shorat vi avo gav nikle mei ma vi lokat kmotin de guse vi avo gav di bias mai vi bai holy bias mai mi no, because we could say the reason is why Rabbi says lo yu 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 is not that only with the part of the groove where you have foldings kmotin that has to be washed before tefillah. No, the whole goof has to be washed. And the Akashayim were Achimikar at the time. And they say that the whole goof has to be washed. But why does Rabbi say, that's a Chiddush, even the Kvotim? Because that's in Mokim Soso, the Kvotim, where there are foldings. So it's in Mokim Soso. So we could say that even if water cannot penetrate into the Mokim Soso, into the Kmoti, so it's still a good feeling. So the answer is that it has to be holy biasmai. It has to be holy biasmai. So in other words, when a woman is tivelis, so she doesn't keep, you know, her mouth tightly closed, because if you keep her mouth tightly closed, so then it will not even be holy biasmayim. So that's the chiddush, that even kvotim she has to wash, because holy biasmayim it has to be. So but the rest of the group certainly. So that this is the pshat of the other shaming, but Rav Natan doesn't explain it that way. Not like the other shim. We all the Rav Nachman lichamuise. Do the chosar. So Rav Nachman asked his mother-in-law why she didn't go tefillah. So she said she couldn't. So he said, why you didn't have any kettles of water? So in other words, so that means that the Chameisi of Rav Nachman didn't go tefillah because she didn't have warm water in which to wash herself before tefillah. So we see that there is a chiyuv to wash the whole group before tefillah, not like Rav Natan. So that's the value of the Rishayim Mu'achim Kan Rav Natan, and to say that a woman is mechuyev to wash the whole goof midin the Gemara, not just mitzamine. Mashma yichol aguf bo yechafife, hosod lav mishum chayivo, elo mishum shohoi so vigilo lirchit vechami, kmo shenei egin damachsho, lirchit kol aguf vechami. Kol aguf vechami. Kol aguf vechami. So in other words, so it's not because there is a chiyuv, there is no chiyuv, but that was the universal practice. So the shita of Rav Natan is that even though women do it, but since if it's not obligatory, then we cannot rely on it. Because if it is obligatory, then the woman, the person, the table, the tefillah is on guard. Is on guard. But if it's not obligatory, so then that's all on God. The Arishim Wachimik. And they say, the Tinoch Name, that here too, that Likabit Tvila Sanguf, if the Tvila followed immediately upon the Chvife Sanguf, the Rechit Sanguf, so then she doesn't have to go to Tvila. And she found it over Achitzit, she doesn't have to go to Tvila again. So why doesn't the Gemara mention it? The Gemara doesn't mention it. So the Gemara mentioned it over there, it doesn't make any difference. And even if, so the Arishim say that even assuming that Chvifas Aguf is only a minute, but as long as it's done, some maybe can rely on it. But Rav Natan Shita is that if it's only a minute, so we cannot rely on it. All right.
The Oroche Bayro Litaire, so we need the Ivory Bayro, Sheikh Miro Litaire says some of the Bayro, which in last may be needed, the Hammer began to raise. We ate Yishle Hami, so then.